Now it is up to all of us to fight for the America we believe in. And make no mistake, it will be a fight. For all the incredible energy we've been able to generate over the last few weeks, for all the rallies and the memes, this will still be a tight race in a closely divided country. A country where too many Americans are still struggling. Don't believe government can help. The people who will decide this election are asking a very simple question. For me. Losing sleep over that question.
Like the wind, higher on the wind. was there last time I saw your eyes, and I don't wanna do it again. Withdrawal, it feels like a bubble ready to pop.
That's actually been getting worse now that he's afraid of losing the couple. Play on people's fears and cynicism. Always has been. They will tell you that government is inherently corrupt, that sacrifice and generosity are for suckers. Since the game is rigged, it's okay to take what you want and just look after your own. That's the easy path. We have a different test. Our job is to convince people that democracy can actually deliver. And in doing that, we can't just point to what we've already accomplished. We can't just rely on the ideas of the past. We need to chart a new way forward to meet the challenges of today. We'll be right back. a new way forward to meet the challenges of today. To meet the challenges of today. Democracy isn't just a bunch of...
To meet the challenges of today.
And dusty laws in some book somewhere. It's the values we live by. It's the way we treat each other, including those who don't look like us, or pray like us, or see the world exactly like we do. That sense of mutual respect has to be part of our message. That sense of mutual respect. Politics have become so polarized these days that all of us across the political spectrum seem so quick to assume the worst in others. Unless they agree with us on every single issue, we start thinking that the only way to win is to scold and shame and out-yell the other side. We start thinking that the only way to win is to scold and shame and out-yell the other side. Can't eradicate every cruelty and injustice in the world. But America can be and must be a force for good. Discouraging conflict, fighting disease, promoting human rights, protecting the planet from climate change, defending freedom, brokering peace. That's what Kamala Harris believes, and so do most Americans.
We'll be right back.
live in a time of such confusion and rancor, with a culture that puts a premium on things that don't last. Money, fame, status, likes. We chase the approval of strangers on our phones. We build all manner of walls and fences around ourselves, and then we wonder why we feel so alone. We don't trust each other as much because we don't take the time to know each other. And in that space between us, politicians and algorithms teach us to caricature each other, and troll each other, and fear each other. But here's the good news, Chicago. All across America, in big cities and small towns, away from all the noise, the ties that bind us together are still there. As much as any policy or program, I believe that's what we yearn for. A return to an America where we work together and look out for each other. A restoration of what Lincoln called on the eve of civil war, our bonds of affection. An America that taps what he calls the better angels of our nature. At a time when millions of our fellow citizens were sick and dying, we needed a leader with the character to put politics aside and do what was right. At a time when our economy was reeling, we needed a leader with the determination to drive what would become the world's strongest recovery. 15 million jobs, higher wages, lower healthcare costs. At a time when the other party had turned into a cult of personality, we needed a leader who was steady and brought people together and was selfless enough to do the rarest thing there is in politics, putting his own ambition aside for the sake of the country. History will remember Joe Biden as an outstanding president who defended democracy at a moment of great danger. And I am proud to call him my president, but I am even prouder to call him my friend.